This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting is scheduled to take place in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders will attend the meeting at the party headquarters. The meeting is expected to finalise the name of the candidates for the upcoming Haryana Assembly polls. Meanwhile, a meeting of BJP's Haryana Core Committee was held in New Delhi this afternoon. The meeting, which took place at Mr. Nadda's residence, was attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah and Dharmendra Pradhan, senior party leaders, among others. Filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of September. Meanwhile, for the first phase of assembly elections, 244 nominations out of 279 were found valid by the Election Commission after scrutiny of papers. 24 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on the 18th of September. The result of all three phases will be declared on the 4th of October. At least three terrorists were killed in two separate encounters in two different anti-infiltration operations along the line of control LOC in Jammu and Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounters started after a joint operation was launched by security personnel in response to the suspected movement of the terrorists. Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir Police, R.R. Swain, told Akashvani News that one terrorist was killed in Tangdhar sector and two terrorists were gunned down in the Machil sector. The Finance Ministry has amended the Securities Contracts Regulation Rules 1956, facilitating direct listing of securities by public Indian companies on international exchanges of GIFT, Indian Financial System Code IFSC. According to the Finance Ministry, new amendments facilitate easier access to global capital for Indian startups and companies in sunrise and technology sectors. This will benefit Indian companies to look at avenues for expanding their presence in other markets. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh has inaugurated the ASSOCHAM Environment and Carbon Conference in New Delhi today. The theme of the conference is fostering a collaborative ecosystem for achieving net zero by 2070. Addressing the conference, Mr. Singh said climate and environment change is a global issue now, but the government is taking several steps to protect the country from its impact. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received Director General Yaakov Blitzstein of Israel in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides noted the continued development of India-Israel cooperation and exchanged views on the ongoing situation in West Asia. More than 50 illnesses and 9 deaths have been reported due to a listeria outbreak in the U.S. According to latest data released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the outbreak has been reported in 18 states, with a total of 57 people being hospitalized. This is the largest listeriosis outbreak since the one in 2011 linked to Cantaloupe. In Gujarat, relief and rescue operations are underway in full swing after floods wreaked havoc in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today and took stock of the relief work in the flood-affected regions. He instructed the state administration to expedite sanitation and public health work in the flood-affected areas to restore normal life. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyanchand. Extending his greetings on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to supporting sports and ensuring more youth are able to play and shine. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia paid floral tribute to Major Dhyanchand at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. In the US Open, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the third round while his compatriot Laszlo Djere retired early in the third set. Djokovic was leading before Djere retired at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. And with that, we end this news bulletin.